listener production.
Afternoon, it's Lee Jollo with your local news briefing. The Australian Electoral Commission has reportedly now found enough people to run all its South Aussie polling booths tomorrow. The AEC put out an urgent call for more people to step forward to get involved amid concerns some Barker booths would have to be left unattended. We now assured that everyone will have somewhere to vote tomorrow, although Coonawarra could do with a couple more staff members. Speaking of the polls, we're being urged to snag a democracy sausage and support our local community when voting. Local community groups and schools are the main recipients of funds that come from barbecues and cake stalls at polling centres. More than 2,500 already listed on democracysausage.org, including voting stands at Mount Gambier High School and Newbury Park Primary in Millicent. Alex Dawson from the Democracy Sausage Project says no matter who you vote for, buying a snag helps the community.
Having people look at where they're going to vote based on where the sausages are, they're talking about their voting before they actually get to the polling location. So it becomes less of a duty and more of a community engagement to vote as well.
The One Nation candidate for Barker has dropped by the Limestone Coast to outline what he wants to prioritise for the region. Carlos Quaremba wants to see our many small industries supported like timber mills. He also wants to see investment reconnecting farmers to their water rights. Mr. Quaremba currently resides in Victor Harbour, but says he'd relocate to Barker if he was to be elected. And he was stuck in isolation with COVID a week ago, but now the state's MacKillop MP has returned to Parliament. Nick McBride has this week been sworn in for a second term, committing to serve and advocate for the community. To sport and heading into round 7 in the Western Border Netball Association, and Millicent the team to beat, they're the only ones still undefeated. They'll be expecting to stay that way this weekend when they host Casterton Sanford. It'll be a close one at McDonald Park, where East Gambier and South Gambier both go for win number 3. And finally, West Gambier play host to North Gambier. Listener.